On today's show, BMW wants to transform the car buying experience using VR goggles. Continental figures out how to make a sound system without any speakers in a car. And we try to figure out where Ford will take an axe to its operations. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to those who truly want to learn about the automotive industry. When the Citroën Cactus came out, it attracted quite a few fans in the automotive design community and with much of the automotive media. Too bad car buyers were not as enamored. Citroën has the capacity to make 150,000 Cactuses a year, but sales are running around 50,000 a year. To try and breathe some life into it, Citroën just refreshed the design. But it also got rid of one of the iconic design aspects of the Cactus, those door panel inserts. We'll see if this redesign helps sales at all. You may remember that a few months ago we reported the Cactus will be dropped once it reaches the end of its product cycle. But as Citroën gets ready to drop one model, Hyundai's about to launch 8 new ones. Hyundai's Achilles heel right now is that it has too many passenger cars and too few crossovers. Hyundai recently unveiled the Kona CUV and will bring out 7 other CUVs by 2020. And it will run the gamut from a little A-class model to a midsize 3-row model. There will be an electric model, a fuel cell one, and one powered by a diesel. There's also a couple of other models that the company has said nothing about, but we will get more info on them tomorrow because our special guest on Autoline After Hours is Michael Bryan, the head of product planning for Hyundai Motor America. We will want to learn how the company put on a crash program to come out with so many crossovers in such a short amount of time. So join Gary Vasilash and me for some of the best insights into how the automotive industry actually works. That's tomorrow, live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time at www.autoline.tv. Say, how can the audio system in a car work without any speakers? We'll show you how right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
A few years back, Volvo teamed up with Microsoft to demonstrate how its HoloLens augmented reality goggles could be used to enhance the dealership experience. A couple of months ago, we showed you how Ford is experimenting with the goggles in its design process. And now BMW is the latest automaker to use the technology to showcase its new X2 crossover. At select dealers worldwide, potential customers can interact with the X2 in a mixed reality environment. For example, you can drive the BMW X2 out of a maze, or you can change the color of it. Since the company expects the X2 to attract a younger buyer, BMW says the HoloLens is a way for it to connect with them. Surprisingly, one of the most difficult things to integrate into a car is the audio system. The speakers have heavy magnets and they take up a lot of room. So the supplier company Continental developed a speakerless sound system. Sound is created by actuators that vibrate on certain surfaces in the car, like the headliner, the instrument panel, the A-pillar trim, and the door panels. A conventional speaker system can weigh over 30 pounds, but Conti's system weighs just 2 pounds. Honda uses a similar concept for the speaker system in the bed of the Ridgeline. You know, I remember hearing a prototype system like this that Johnson Controls was working on a couple of decades ago. It worked pretty well, except that there wasn't a very good bass sound. So I very much want to hear what this system sounds like. If you'd like to learn more about how hard it is to design an audio system into a car, check out the Autoline This Week that we did, show number 2116, and it'll show you how hard it is to come up with a killer sound system. Coming up next, Ford wants to cut $14 billion in cost, and we've got some ideas on where the axe will fall.
Thank you.
Ford's president, Joe Hinrichs, told analysts yesterday that the company will cut costs by $14 billion over the next 5 years. He said this will not involve plant closings or massive layoffs. Instead, it will involve reducing the cost of materials by $10 billion and cut engineering costs by $4 billion. Well, here's my AutoLine insight. The fastest way the company can cut costs is by getting rid of models. It's no secret that sales of passenger cars are declining around the world, and Ford has a lot of pass car and CUV models that overlap each other. At the small end of the range, there's the Figo, the Ka Plus, the Fiesta, the B-Max, and the EcoSport. One step up from that is the Focus, C-Max, and Kuga slash Escape. A step up from there are the Mondeo slash Fusion, the S-Max, and the Galaxy. And then there's the Taurus, which is not selling very well in the U.S. or China. That's 12 models. Ford probably needs three sizes, small, medium, and large, both pass car and crossover. That could be covered with six models, with maybe a couple of CUV tweeners thrown in for good measure. We can argue over which one should go or how many they should get rid of, but cutting the number of models would be the fastest way for Ford to cut costs. Notice, I didn't say anything about the Mustang. The Mustang, you don't touch. And with that, we come to the end of today's report. Thank you for watching.